I've known, always known, that life should be simple and not complicated. It becomes complicated when you don't have grace. And then you live from your wits. And if you're a half-wit, well, it's too bad. You know what ego is, don't you? It's a despoiled soul. It's a person who's puffed up with its own arrogance, which most people are. 99, 9/10%, 100% people, when they're born, you have to get out of that state, because that state is a blindness and it gets you into serious trouble. What we need is good parents who mirror your failings in that regard, ego, and not push God or anything on you too soon, but represent it in kindness and gentleness, like a Reagan. See? So you don't see me pushing verses and chapters. I mean, not that you shouldn't read it, but we're here to discuss from the simplicity of our own hearts, you know, in our own words. I mean, not, the disciples would express things in their own words. They would quote the Bible, and that's fine. But your New Testament is all the Old Testament in their own words, plus a Jesus. You see? But plus the fulfillment of it, a deeper understanding of the whole issue of spirituality. But it's always very simple. The life is very simple. Be still and know that I am God and you ain't. See? And so he's trying to tell you to be still, and therefore he puts himself in you. Because unless you can find that special stillness, it's like a docking maneuver. You know, out in space. Unless you can get the space shuttle and the service craft and the space module moving exactly the same speed, which is the stillness. They're both moving, but they're really still, aren't they? They're both moving. But unless you can dock, there's no docking. There's no opening that door. So unless you can learn to get to be really still, consciousness, which means not be lost in the trappings of imagination and emotions, emotionally stimulated imaginations. See, emotionally stimulated imaginations service ego. They keep you pulled into your imagination so you never have to look at yourself. You never have to, because the place where that docking maneuver begins is as you come towards that light. See, then there's a what I call, you know, just for the whatever it's worth department, that's docking, the stillness where God's nature passes into you, the door opens. And then you have this grace. And so this grace makes life very simple. Is it right? Is it wrong? Well, I know it when I see it.